White House says Joe Biden still believes Trump is existential threat, his thinking on that has not changed. By Hannah Knudsen on November 21, 2024. President Joe Biden still believes that President-elect Donald Trump is an existential threat. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre confirmed to reporters on Thursday. It's been more than 2 weeks since the election. This was an election that elected a man that President Biden has repeatedly referred to as an existential threat. So why is it that the American people have not heard President Biden talk about this threat since the election? A reporter asked Jean-Pierre, who said the will of the American people has been very clear. And so the president is now in a situation where we have to deal with a peaceful transfer of power. We have to respect the will of the American people. And that's what you have been seeing from this president, trying to lead by example, to make sure that that happens. She said, failing to explain how, exactly, Biden is able to do that if he truly believes Trump is an existential threat. You know, I've been asked about existential threat. I've been asked about threat to our democracy. The president is always going to be honest with the American people. He feels like he is obligated. What he said still stands. But we are now in a different place, the American people spoke. They deserve a peaceful transfer of power. That's what this president wants to have, she continued. When asked if Biden has a message for people who believe that Trump is an existential threat, assuming that he still believes Donald Trump is an existential threat, Jean-Pierre assured that Biden's opinion on that has not changed. His thoughts, what he said, his thinking on that has not changed. It has not, she said. And I think he was very clear about what he believes should have been done or how we should move forward. He was very clear during those moments he spoke about it. Right now, he wants to lead by example and talk. Show the American people what it looks like to have an efficient, effective transfer power, and he believes that is what the American people deserve, she added. Biden's aides have reportedly referred to Trump as Hitler pig. And Vice President Kamala Harris referred to Trump as a fascist threat to democracy, also incorporating dictator messaging. It remains unclear how they can actually believe that and willfully transfer power to someone they believe is actually Hitler-esque.